Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Today we're talking about Chattanooga. And when I was there in October, I had a chance to see so many great museums. As a matter of fact, I want to share one with you. I've been sharing all this great art information with you. So now here is the Hunter Museum of American Art and my interview with Miranda Hofeld.
The Hunter Museum of American Art, obviously, we're specifically a collection of American art. And we cover all sorts of different types of media, from oil painting to video to digital sculpture. You name it, we pretty much have it here. The way I'm the associate curator here, and my area is 19th century paintings, but there's also a curator, the chief curator, and she does mainly contemporary art. Mm-hmm. So we like to say that I work with the dead artists, and she works with the live ones.
So tell me a little bit then about some of the art that you actually have here. Do you guys have permanent exhibits, or do you have exhibits that are temporary exhibits?
We actually do both. Mm-hmm. We have a permanent collection of around 5,000 objects, mm-hmm. And that really is from, as I said, the colonial period through to today. And then we also have special exhibition space. And in fact, right now we have an exhibition by a local artist by the name of Wayne White, who's probably most famous for his his art direction work for Pee-wee's Playhouse. He lives and works in Los Angeles, but he's Chattanooga born and bred. Mm-hmm. And so we're really pleased to be able to honor him, and he's hilarious, and he's very tongue-in-cheek and loves Chattanooga history and the history of the South, and kind of plays around with that in his artwork. Mm-hmm. We have two exhibitions coming up that open in February. One is Under the Mexican Sky, A Revolution in Modern Photography, which features the 1920s and 1930s photographs of Edward Weston, Tina Modotti, Paul Strand, Henri Cartier-Bresson, and Manuel Alvarez Bravo, all of whom were real movers and shakers in the time period. The other exhibition is of digital art from the collection of Carl and Marilyn Toma, and that's called New Media, New Millennium.
Well, some really exciting things coming up. Mm-hmm. But now when people come to the museum, though, there's also a home that is next door. Is that connected to the museum, or how is it connected to the museum?
Yes. In fact, the Hunter Museum of American Art really came into being in an interesting way. It was a group of concerned citizens that wanted to bring visual culture to Chattanooga in the 1960s. And very kindly, and this is an Atlanta connection, actually, George Hunter, who was the bottler of Coca-Cola here in Chattanooga, actually lived in the mansion and donated it to the Art Society of Chattanooga, and that's the beginning of the Hunter Museum. And his name was actually George Hunter, and that's where the name of the museum derives. He didn't actually collect art himself, but he gave us his beautiful home. And there are two other sections of the museum. So you have the mansion, which is really contains art from the 1800s. Mm-hmm. And then you have a structure that was built, a wing that was built in the 1970s, which houses art from really the 1900s through to today. Mm-hmm. And then the third section, which was built in 2005, which we're actually sitting in right now, and that's where we have all of our special exhibitions. Mm-hmm. And that right now we're in the midst of, we've got the Wayne White show up right now, that's where our photography and digital art shows will be in February. Mm-hmm. So we're really lucky here. We have an incredible footprint. We're sitting right on top of the bluff, overlooking the river. And so when you get tired of looking at art, which sometimes we just need to rest our eyes, you can always step out on our terrace and enjoy the view of the river and the park across the way.
Or what I like to call the art in nature, because it's so beautiful here. It's very, very picturesque, just to sit and look out. Now, do you guys do a lot of work with local artists, or is it just across the board, or just, you know, when you talk about some of the newer things, forms of art that you're working with?
Well, it's great that you asked that, because the Hunter does something called the Hunter Invitational, in which the chief curator here, who, as I said, works with contemporary art, goes and visits studios of local artists from the entire region, this eastern region of Tennessee. And she goes on studio visits and determines and selects from that about 6 artists. And this happens about every couple of years or so. And our next one, I believe, do you have the date for that, Carol?
I want to say it opens at the end of May or near the end of May.
Mm-hmm. So it should run through the summer. So if you're interested in local regional artists, really the time to come to the Hunter is this summer.
Mm-hmm. So what about classes and things like that? Do you guys offer any type of classes for students that are interested in studying the arts or just anything like that?
The Hunter has a huge education department, and we offer programs that you can actually check our website. There are studio programs, particularly in the summertime, there are camps for children. We also have individual one-off events for adults, if you like to make jewelry or you want to play with something in the galleries. So there's a wide range of options in terms of engaging with the works of art here.
But tell me, what inspired you to become a curator?
I actually
how did
have
get into art.
Yeah, how did I get into art? Mm-hmm. I have to say that I grew up in a few hours from Washington, D.C., and going on museum visits throughout my childhood. My father was a college professor, and he would take us down with his students, and we would get to see the art in the different museums. And I think the opportunity to really get out and to look and experience and to see what's out there, you learn about so many different cultures and so many different types of people through looking at the visual culture of a particular community.
Mm-hmm. So educational, too. One of the things that we try to promote now with travel is to travel for a purpose, because you can, you're right, you can learn so much about a city, a destination, a culture, a group of people through the art, because artists do tend to express their experiences with their day-to-day lives through their art and through their work, so you can learn really a lot. So we try to encourage people to go to those museums and galleries and, you know, art festivals and things like that when you're traveling to different destinations. So with all of that said, do you guys participate in some of the art festivals and things that take place?
Right. Well, I would say that our education department, again, as Miranda mentioned, is quite robust, and they forge a lot of community partnerships with not only arts organizations, frankly, to help working artists, you know, local working artists connect with our collection and be inspired by it. There's a program that they do specifically in which they gather a group of artists and have them pick a piece and talk about how they're inspired by it, and then create a piece based on that inspiration, that kind of moment of inspiration. But even beyond the arts community, our education department partners with a lot of local community organizations to really connect the arts to the larger world, because art is such a fundamental part, as Miranda was saying, of, you know, of our everyday experience, and it should be. Mm-hmm. And so connecting it to social issues, connecting it to physical health and mental health, connecting it, of course, back to education. There are just so many points, you know, where you can draw those lines of connection, and that's one of the real strengths of the museum, that we are able to do that and really bring in different members of the community to experience the work and bring it to life for themselves.
Well, that's fantastic, and that, like you said, that's really the purpose of places like, you know, like museums and galleries, to do that. Kind of extend it out and make sure people learn, and it stays in the forefront. Now, you guys have been great, but I want to provide for the listeners a website so that they can go and check out everything and find the hours and location, you know, for where you guys are. So what is that website?
The website is www.huntermuseum.org.
So thank you so much.
Thank you.
That's another one, Olivia. You got to check it out the next time you guys are in town. It is amazing, all of the art that is there.
I am so excited to give the art scene a try. You know, I usually focus on the nature there, but now I want to check out the art.
Hey, put that on your list. You guys sit tight. Need to take a break right here, but when we come back, we'll have another great interview at another great museum in Chattanooga, Tennessee. This is Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Back in a moment.